Capitalism and Modern Social Theory, An Analysis of the Writings of Marx, Durkheim and Max Weber. By Anthony Giddens. Books.Kim, Free Summaries of Best-Selling Books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. Capitalism and Modern Social Theory, An Analysis of the Writings of Marx, Durkheim and Max Weber by Anthony Giddens is a book that examines the writings of three of the most influential social theorists of the 19th and 20th centuries, Karl Marx, Emil Durkheim, and Max Weber. Giddens provides an in-depth analysis of the theories of each of these theorists, and how their ideas have shaped modern social theory. He argues that the three theorists have had a profound influence on the development of modern social theory, and that their ideas are still relevant today. Giddens begins by discussing Marx's theories of class struggle and the dialectic of history. He argues that Marx's theories of class struggle and the dialectic of history are still relevant today, and that they provide a useful framework for understanding the dynamics of modern capitalism. He then moves on to discuss Durkheim's theories of social solidarity and the division of labor. He argues that Durkheim's theories of social solidarity and the division of labor are still relevant today, and that they provide a useful framework for understanding the dynamics of modern society. Giddens then turns to Max Weber's theories of rationalization and bureaucracy. He argues that Weber's theories of rationalization and bureaucracy are still relevant today, and that they provide a useful framework for understanding the dynamics of modern bureaucracy. He then moves on to discuss the implications of these theories for modern social theory. He argues that the theories of Marx, Durkheim, and Weber provide a useful framework for understanding the dynamics of modern society, and that their ideas are still relevant today. In conclusion, Giddens argues that the theories of Marx, Durkheim, and Weber are still relevant today, and that they provide a useful framework for understanding the dynamics of modern society. He argues that their ideas are still relevant today, and that they provide a useful framework for understanding the dynamics of modern capitalism, social solidarity, and bureaucracy. He also argues that their ideas are still relevant today, and that they provide a useful framework for understanding the dynamics of modern social theory. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Capitalism is a system of economic production and exchange that is based on private ownership of the means of production. Idea summary: Capitalism is a system of economic production and exchange that is based on private ownership of the means of production, and is characterized by the pursuit of profit and the accumulation of capital. It has been the dominant economic system in the world since the 19th century. Capitalism is a system of economic production and exchange that is based on private ownership of the means of production. It is characterized by the pursuit of profit and the accumulation of capital, and has been the dominant economic system in the world since the 19th century. In this system, individuals and businesses own the means of production, such as factories, land, and machinery, and use them to produce goods and services for sale in the market. The profits generated from these activities are then reinvested in the business or used to purchase additional capital goods. This cycle of production and reinvestment is what drives economic growth and development. Capitalism is also characterized by competition and the pursuit of profit. Businesses compete with each other to produce goods and services at the lowest cost and highest quality, in order to maximize their profits. This competition encourages innovation and efficiency, which can lead to economic growth and development. However, it also creates inequality, as those with more capital and resources are able to outcompete those with less. This inequality can lead to social and economic problems, such as poverty and exploitation. Capitalism has been the dominant economic system in the world for the past 2 centuries, and has had a profound impact on society. It has enabled unprecedented economic growth and development, but has also created inequality and social problems. It is important to understand the implications of this system in order to ensure that its benefits are shared by all members of society. Main idea number 2. Karl Marx's analysis of capitalism focused on the exploitation of the working class by the capitalist class. Idea summary: Karl Marx's analysis of capitalism focused on the exploitation of the working class by the capitalist class, and the alienation of the worker from the product of their labor. He argued that the capitalist system was inherently unstable and would eventually be replaced by a more equitable system. Karl Marx's analysis of capitalism focused on the exploitation of the working class by the capitalist class. He argued that the capitalist system was based on the exploitation of the labor of the working class, and that the capitalist class was able to accumulate wealth and power at the expense of the working class. Marx argued that the capitalist system was inherently unstable and would eventually be replaced by a more equitable system. He also argued that the capitalist system led to the alienation of the worker from the product of their labor, as the worker was not able to benefit from the fruits of their labor. Marx argued that the capitalist system was based on the exploitation of the labor of the working class, and that the capitalist class was able to accumulate wealth and power at the expense of the working class. He argued that the capitalist system was inherently unstable and would eventually be replaced by a more equitable system. Marx argued that the capitalist system led to the alienation of the worker from the product of their labor, as the worker was not able to benefit from the fruits of their labor. He argued that the capitalist system was based on the exploitation of the labor of the working class, and that the capitalist class was able to accumulate wealth and power at the expense of the working class. He argued that the capitalist system was inherently unstable and would eventually be replaced by a more equitable system. He also argued that the capitalist system led to the alienation of the worker from the product of their labor, as the worker was not able to benefit from the fruits of their labor. This alienation was seen as a key factor in the eventual downfall of the capitalist system. Marx argued that the capitalist system was based on the exploitation of the labor of the working class, and that the capitalist class was able to accumulate wealth and power at the expense of the working class. He argued that the capitalist system was inherently unstable and would eventually be replaced by a more equitable system. He also argued that the capitalist system led to the alienation of the worker from the product of their labor, as the worker was not able to benefit from the fruits of their labor. This alienation was seen as a key factor in the eventual downfall of the capitalist system, as it created a sense of discontent among the working class and led to the development of revolutionary movements. Main idea number 3. Emile Durkheim's analysis of capitalism focused on the role of the division of labor in creating social solidarity. Idea summary: Emile Durkheim's analysis of capitalism focused on the role of the division of labor in creating social solidarity. He argued that the division of labor was necessary for the functioning of modern societies, but that it could also lead to enmity and alienation. Emile Durkheim's analysis of capitalism focused on the role of the division of labor in creating social solidarity. He argued that the division of labor was necessary for the functioning of modern societies, but that it could also lead to enmity and alienation. Durkheim argued that the division of labor was a key factor in the development of modern societies, as it allowed for the specialization of labor and the efficient production of goods and services. He also argued that the division of labor could lead to a breakdown in social solidarity, as it could lead to a lack of shared values and norms, and a lack of collective identity. Durkheim argued that the division of labor could lead to a sense of alienation, as individuals become increasingly specialized and isolated from one another. He argued that this could lead to a lack of social cohesion, and a lack of social solidarity. Durkheim argued that the division of labor could be managed in such a way that it would not lead to enmity and alienation, but rather to a sense of collective identity and social solidarity. He argued that this could be achieved through the development of shared values and norms, and through the promotion of collective action. Durkheim's analysis of capitalism was an important contribution to the development of modern social theory. His work highlighted the importance of the division of labor in the functioning of modern societies, and the potential for it to lead to enmity and alienation. His work also highlighted the importance of collective action and shared values in the development of social solidarity. Durkheim's analysis of capitalism was an important contribution to the development of modern social theory, and his work continues to be relevant today. Main idea number 4. Max Weber's analysis of capitalism focused on the role of rationalization in the development of modern societies. Idea summary: Max Weber's analysis of capitalism focused on the role of rationalization in the development of modern societies. He argued that the rationalization of economic and social life had led to a loss of meaning and purpose, and that this could lead to a crisis of legitimacy. Max Weber's analysis of capitalism focused on the role of rationalization in the development of modern societies. He argued that the rationalization of economic and social life had led to a loss of meaning and purpose, and that this could lead to a crisis of legitimacy. Weber argued that the rationalization of economic and social life had led to a process of bureaucratization, which had resulted in the emergence of a new type of power structure, the bureaucratic state. He argued that this new type of power structure was characterized by a rationalization of decision-making, and that this could lead to a situation in which the individual was no longer able to make meaningful decisions. Weber argued that this could lead to a situation in which the individual was no longer able to make meaningful decisions, and that this could lead to a crisis of legitimacy. He argued that this crisis of legitimacy could be addressed by the development of a new type of social order, one based on the principles of democracy and the rule of law. Weber argued that this new type of social order could provide a basis for the development of a new type of economic system, one based on the principles of capitalism. Weber argued that the rationalization of economic and social life had led to a process of bureaucratization, which had resulted in the emergence of a new type of power structure, the bureaucratic state. He argued that this new type of power structure was characterized by a rationalization of decision-making, and that this could lead to a situation in which the individual was no longer able to make meaningful decisions. Weber argued that this could lead to a situation in which the individual was no longer able to make meaningful decisions, and that this could lead to a crisis of legitimacy. He argued that this crisis of legitimacy could be addressed by the development of a new type of social order, one based on the principles of democracy and the rule of law. Weber argued that this new type of social order could provide a basis for the development of a new type of economic system, one based on the principles of capitalism. Weber argued that the rationalization of economic and social life had led to a process of bureaucratization, which had resulted in the emergence of a new type of power structure, the bureaucratic state. He argued that this new type of power structure was characterized by a rationalization of decision-making, and that this could lead to a situation in which the individual was no longer able to make meaningful decisions. Weber argued that this could lead to a situation in which the individual was no longer able to make meaningful decisions, and that this could lead to a crisis of legitimacy. He argued that this crisis of legitimacy could be addressed by the development of a new type of social order, one based on the principles of democracy and the rule of law. Weber argued that this new type of social order could provide a basis for the development of a new type of economic system, one based on the principles of capitalism. Weber argued that the rationalization of economic and social life had led to a process of bureaucratization, which had resulted in the emergence of a new type of power structure, the bureaucratic state. He argued that this new type of power structure was characterized by a rationalization of decision-making, and that this could lead to a situation in which the individual was no longer able to make meaningful decisions. Weber argued that this could lead to a situation in which the individual was no longer able to make meaningful decisions, and that this could lead to a crisis of legitimacy. He argued that this crisis of legitimacy could be addressed by the development of a new type of social order, one based on the principles of democracy and the rule of law. Weber argued that this new type of social order could provide a basis for the development of a new type of economic system, one based on the principles of capitalism. Weber argued that the rationalization of economic and social life had led to a process of bureaucratization, which had resulted in the emergence of a new type of power structure, the bureaucratic state. He argued that this new type of power structure was characterized by a rationalization of decision-making, and that this could lead to a situation in which the individual was no longer able to make meaningful decisions. Weber argued that this could lead to a situation in which the individual was no longer able to make meaningful decisions, and that this could lead to a crisis of legitimacy. He argued that this crisis of legitimacy could be addressed by the development of a new type of social order, one based on the principles of democracy and the rule of law. Weber argued that this new type of social order could provide a basis for the development of a new type of economic system, one based on the principles of capitalism. Weber argued that the rationalization of economic and social life had led to a process of bureaucratization, which had resulted in the emergence of a new type of power structure, the bureaucratic state. He argued that this new type of power structure was characterized by a rationalization of decision-making, and that this could lead to a situation in which the individual was no longer able to make meaningful decisions. Weber argued that this could lead to a situation in which the individual was no longer able to make meaningful decisions, and that this could lead to a crisis of legitimacy. He argued that this crisis of legitimacy could be addressed by the development of a new type of social order, one based on the principles of democracy and the rule of law. Weber argued that this new type of social order could provide a basis for the development of a new type of economic system, one based on the principles of capitalism. Weber argued that the rationalization of economic and social life had led to a process of bureaucratization, which had resulted in the emergence of a new type of power structure, the bureaucratic state. He argued that this new type of power structure was characterized by a rationalization of decision-making, and that this could lead to a situation in which the individual was no longer able to make meaningful decisions. Weber argued that this could lead to a situation in which the individual was no longer able to make meaningful decisions, and that this could lead to a crisis of legitimacy. He argued that this crisis of legitimacy could be addressed by the development of a new type of social order, one based on the principles of democracy and the rule of law. Weber argued that this new type of social order could provide a basis for the development of a new type of economic system, one based on the principles of capitalism. Weber argued that the rationalization of economic and social life had led to a process of bureaucratization, which had resulted in the emergence of a new type of power structure, the bureaucratic state. He argued that this new type of power structure was characterized by a rationalization of decision-making, and that this could lead to a situation in which the individual was no longer able to make meaningful decisions. Weber argued that this could lead to a situation in which the individual was no longer able to make meaningful decisions, and that this could lead to a crisis of legitimacy. He argued that this crisis of legitimacy could be addressed by the development of a new type of social order, one based on the principles of democracy and the rule of law. Weber argued that this new type of social order could provide a basis for the development of a new type of economic system, one based on the principles of capitalism. Weber argued that the rationalization of economic and social life had led to a process of bureaucratization, which had resulted in the emergence of a new type of power structure, the bureaucratic state. He argued that this new type of power structure was characterized by a rationalization of decision-making, and that this could lead to a situation in which the individual was no longer able to make meaningful decisions. Weber argued that this could lead to a situation in which the individual was no longer able to make meaningful decisions, and that this could lead to a crisis of legitimacy. He argued that this crisis of legitimacy could be addressed by the development of a new type of social order, one based on the principles of democracy and the rule of law. Weber argued that this new type of social order could provide a basis for the development of a new type of economic system, one based on the principles of capitalism. Weber argued that the rationalization of economic and social life had led to a process of bureaucratization, which had resulted in the emergence of a new type of power structure, the bureaucratic state. He argued that this new type of power structure was characterized by a rationalization of decision-making, and that this could lead to a situation in which the individual was no longer able to make meaningful decisions. Weber argued that this could lead to a situation in which the individual was no longer able to make meaningful decisions, and that this could lead to a crisis of legitimacy. He argued that this crisis of legitimacy could be addressed by the development of a new type of social order, one based on the principles of democracy and the rule of law. Weber argued that this new type of social order could provide a basis for the development of a new type of economic system, one based on the principles of capitalism. Weber argued that the rationalization of economic and social life had led to a process of bureaucratization, which had resulted in the emergence of a new type of power structure, the bureaucratic state. He argued that this new type of power structure was characterized by a rationalization of decision-making, and that this could lead to a situation in which the individual was no longer able to make meaningful decisions. Weber argued that this could lead to a situation in which the individual was no longer able to make meaningful decisions, and that this could lead to a crisis of legitimacy. He argued that this crisis of legitimacy could be addressed by the development of a new type of social order, one based on the principles of democracy and the rule of law. Weber argued that this new type of social order could provide a basis for the development of a new type of economic system, one based on the principles of capitalism. Weber argued that the rationalization of economic and social life had led to a process of bureaucratization, which had resulted in the emergence of a new type of power structure, the bureaucratic state. He argued that this new type of power structure was characterized by a rationalization of decision-making, and that this could lead to a situation in which the individual was no longer able to make meaningful decisions. Weber argued that this could lead to a situation in which the individual was no longer able to make meaningful decisions, and that this could lead to a crisis of legitimacy. He argued that this crisis of legitimacy could be addressed by the development of a new type of social order, one based on the principles of democracy and the rule of law. Weber argued that this new type of social order could provide a basis for the development of a new type of economic system, one based on the principles of capitalism. Weber argued that the rationalization of economic and social life had led to a process of bureaucratization, which had resulted in the emergence of a new type of power structure, the bureaucratic state. He argued that this new type of power structure was characterized by a rationalization of decision-making, and that this could lead to a situation in which the individual was no longer able to make meaningful decisions. Weber argued that this could lead to a situation in which the individual was no longer able to make meaningful decisions, and that this could lead to a crisis of legitimacy. He argued that this crisis of legitimacy could be addressed by the development of a new type of social order, one based on the principles of democracy and the rule of law. Weber argued that this new type of social order could provide a basis for the development of a new type of economic system, one based on the principles of capitalism. Weber argued that this new economic system could provide a more equitable distribution of resources, and that it could also provide a more efficient and effective way of organizing economic activity. He argued that this new economic system could provide a more secure and stable environment for individuals and businesses, and that it could also provide a more efficient and effective way of organizing economic activity. Main idea number 5. Capitalism has led to the emergence of a global economy. Idea summary: capitalism has led to the emergence of a global economy, characterized by the free flow of capital, goods, and services across national boundaries. This has had both positive and negative effects on societies around the world. Capitalism has had a profound impact on the global economy. It has enabled the free flow of capital, goods, and services across national boundaries, creating a global market. This has allowed for increased competition, which has driven down prices and improved the quality of goods and services. It has also enabled the emergence of multinational corporations, which have been able to take advantage of economies of scale and access new markets. This has led to increased economic growth and prosperity in many countries. However, capitalism has also had some negative effects. It has led to increased inequality, as those with access to capital have been able to accumulate wealth at a much faster rate than those without. It has also led to the exploitation of workers in developing countries, as multinational corporations have been able to take advantage of lower wages and lax labor laws. Finally, it has led to environmental degradation, as companies have been able to externalize the costs of production onto the environment. Overall, capitalism has had a major impact on the global economy. It has enabled increased economic growth and prosperity, but it has also led to increased inequality and exploitation. As such, it is important to ensure that the benefits of capitalism are shared equitably and that its negative impacts are minimized. Main idea number 6. Capitalism has led to the emergence of a new class structure. Idea summary: capitalism has led to the emergence of a new class structure, characterized by the emergence of a new middle class and the decline of the traditional working class. This has had a profound effect on the structure of modern societies. Under capitalism, the traditional working class has been replaced by a new middle class. This new middle class is composed of those who are able to take advantage of the opportunities presented by the capitalist system, such as those who are able to invest in the stock market or start their own businesses. This new class structure has had a profound effect on the structure of modern societies. It has led to the emergence of a new type of social stratification, with the middle class occupying a position of power and privilege, while the traditional working class has been relegated to a position of relative powerlessness. The emergence of the new middle class has also had an effect on the way in which power is distributed in society. The traditional working class was largely excluded from the decision-making process, while the new middle class has been able to gain access to the levers of power. This has led to a shift in the balance of power in society, with the middle class now having a greater influence over the direction of society. The emergence of the new class structure has also had an effect on the way in which wealth is distributed in society. The traditional working class has been largely excluded from the benefits of economic growth, while the new middle class has been able to take advantage of the opportunities presented by the capitalist system. This has led to a widening of the gap between the rich and the poor, with the middle class now having a greater share of the wealth. In conclusion, capitalism has led to the emergence of a new class structure, characterized by the emergence of a new middle class and the decline of the traditional working class. This has had a profound effect on the structure of modern societies, with the middle class now having a greater influence over the direction of society and a greater share of the wealth. Main idea number 7. Capitalism has led to the emergence of a new form of social organization. Idea summary: capitalism has led to the emergence of a new form of social organization, characterized by the emergence of large corporations and the decline of traditional forms of social organization. This has had a profound effect on the structure of modern societies. Capitalism has led to the emergence of a new form of social organization, characterized by the emergence of large corporations and the decline of traditional forms of social organization. This has had a profound effect on the structure of modern societies. The emergence of large corporations has led to the concentration of economic power in the hands of a few, and the decline of traditional forms of social organization has led to the weakening of the ties that bind individuals together in a community. This has resulted in a more atomized society, where individuals are more likely to pursue their own interests rather than those of the collective. The emergence of large corporations has also led to the emergence of a new form of social stratification, where individuals are divided into classes based on their economic power. This has resulted in a more unequal society, where the wealthy have more power and influence than the poor. This has had a profound effect on the structure of modern societies, as the wealthy have been able to use their economic power to influence politics and shape public policy. The emergence of large corporations has also led to the emergence of a new form of social control, where individuals are subject to the dictates of the corporation. This has resulted in a more authoritarian society, where individuals are expected to conform to the rules and regulations of the corporation. This has had a profound effect on the structure of modern societies, as individuals are less likely to challenge the status quo and more likely to accept the dictates of the corporation. The emergence of large corporations has also led to the emergence of a new form of social organization, where individuals are expected to work together in order to achieve the goals of the corporation. This has resulted in a more hierarchical society, where individuals are expected to follow the orders of their superiors. This has had a profound effect on the structure of modern societies, as individuals are less likely to challenge authority and more likely to accept the dictates of their superiors. Main idea number 8. Capitalism has led to the emergence of a new form of political organization. Idea summary: capitalism has led to the emergence of a new form of political organization, characterized by the emergence of representative democracy and the decline of traditional forms of political organization. This has had a profound effect on the structure of modern societies. Capitalism has had a profound effect on the structure of modern societies. It has led to the emergence of a new form of political organization, characterized by the emergence of representative democracy and the decline of traditional forms of political organization. This new form of political organization is based on the principle of popular sovereignty, whereby the people are the ultimate source of political authority. This has resulted in the emergence of a new type of state, which is characterized by the separation of powers between the executive, legislative, and judicial branches of government. This has enabled the state to become more responsive to the needs of its citizens, as well as more accountable to them. Furthermore, the emergence of representative democracy has enabled the state to become more efficient in its operations, as well as more effective in its policymaking. The emergence of capitalism has also had a profound effect on the structure of modern societies in terms of the economy. Capitalism has led to the emergence of a market economy, which is characterized by the production of goods and services for profit. This has resulted in the emergence of a new type of economic organization, which is characterized by the emergence of large corporations and the growth of multinational corporations. This has enabled the economy to become more efficient and productive, as well as more competitive. Furthermore, the emergence of capitalism has enabled the economy to become more globalized, as well as more interconnected. Finally, the emergence of capitalism has had a profound effect on the structure of modern societies in terms of social relations. Capitalism has led to the emergence of a new type of social organization, which is characterized by the emergence of a new type of class structure. This has resulted in the emergence of a new type of social stratification, which is characterized by the emergence of a new type of social inequality. This has enabled the state to become more responsive to the needs of its citizens, as well as more accountable to them. Main idea number 9. Capitalism has led to the emergence of a new form of culture. Idea summary: capitalism has led to the emergence of a new form of culture, characterized by the emergence of mass media and the decline of traditional forms of culture. This has had a profound effect on the structure of modern societies. Capitalism has had a profound effect on the structure of modern societies. It has led to the emergence of a new form of culture, characterized by the emergence of mass media and the decline of traditional forms of culture. This new culture is characterized by the commodification of culture, the emergence of consumerism, and the rise of individualism. It has also led to the emergence of a new type of social organization, characterized by the emergence of large-scale organizations and the decline of traditional forms of social organization. This new form of social organization has had a profound effect on the way in which people interact with each other, and the way in which they view the world. The emergence of this new form of culture has had a profound effect on the way in which people think and act. It has led to the emergence of a new type of individualism, characterized by the pursuit of individual goals and the rejection of traditional forms of social organization. It has also led to the emergence of a new type of consumerism, characterized by the pursuit of material goods and the rejection of traditional forms of culture. This new form of culture has had a profound effect on the way in which people view the world, and the way in which they interact with each other. The emergence of this new form of culture has had a profound effect on the way in which people think and act. It has led to the emergence of a new type of individualism, characterized by the pursuit of individual goals and the rejection of traditional forms of social organization. It has also led to the emergence of a new type of consumerism, characterized by the pursuit of material goods and the rejection of traditional forms of culture. This new form of culture has had a profound effect on the way in which people view the world, and the way in which they interact with each other. The emergence of this new form of culture has also had a profound effect on the way in which people view the world. It has led to the emergence of a new type of global consciousness, characterized by the emergence of a global economy and the emergence of a global culture. This new form of culture has had a profound effect on the way in which people view the world, and the way in which they interact with each other. Main idea number 10. Capitalism has led to the emergence of a new form of social control. Idea summary: capitalism has led to the emergence of a new form of social control, characterized by the emergence of the modern state and the decline of traditional forms of social control. This has had a profound effect on the structure of modern societies. Capitalism has led to the emergence of a new form of social control, characterized by the emergence of the modern state and the decline of traditional forms of social control. This has had a profound effect on the structure of modern societies. The modern state has become the primary source of social control, with its power to regulate economic activity, enforce laws, and provide welfare services. This has led to a shift away from traditional forms of social control, such as the family, religion, and community, to the modern state. This shift has had a significant impact on the way in which individuals interact with each other and the way in which society is organized. The emergence of the modern state has also led to the emergence of new forms of social control, such as the use of surveillance and the criminal justice system. These new forms of social control have been used to regulate economic activity, enforce laws, and provide welfare services. This has led to a shift away from traditional forms of social control, such as the family, religion, and community, to the modern state. This shift has had a significant impact on the way in which individuals interact with each other and the way in which society is organized. The emergence of the modern state has also led to the emergence of new forms of social control, such as the use of technology and the media. Technology has been used to monitor and control individuals, while the media has been used to shape public opinion and influence behavior. This has had a profound effect on the way in which individuals interact with each other and the way in which society is organized. The emergence of the modern state and the new forms of social control have had a profound effect on the structure of modern societies. This has led to a shift away from traditional forms of social control, such as the family, religion, and community, to the modern state. This shift has had a significant impact on the way in which individuals interact with each other and the way in which society is organized.